Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Welcome back to the Everyday Saturday Show. Hey, it's Sam Crowley. Great to have you back inside the Everyday is Saturday community. You know, I want to talk about the word, probably one of the top five words that you could say to me that is worse than anything, and that is average. Average. Oh, my. When I even just say that word, it just gives me, it makes the hair on the back of my neck stand up, man. You can call me anything. I mean, anything. Just don't call me average. So, hey, let's get into today's show. Before we do, I want to welcome our listeners from over 100 countries all around the world plugging into the Everyday Saturday podcast, the number one motivational show on planet Earth. It's great to have you guys. Seriously, man, hit me up on Twitter at Sam Crowley, letting me know that you're listening to this show. Sharing all of your great success stories. Here's one that came in just last night from at Jared Lepeto. I hope I'm saying that correctly. At Jared Lepeto. Check this out, man. Here's the tweet. Closed our first real estate investment property today. Thanks for the motivation. Sam Crowley, every day is Saturday. Great photo there. I'm assuming that's Jared's lovely bride there. So if you're listening to the show, Jared, thanks, man. I really appreciate that. Shout out to the Everyday Saturday community. That's what it's all about, man. You know, motivation, inspiration, all that stuff is great. Look, I love it. But if you get all you get is motivated and inspired, I mean, look at it this way. You know, if you're going downhill and somebody jacks you up and gets you all fired up, what are you going to do? You're going to go downhill even faster. Am I right? But people like Jared and hundreds of people that are taking action just listening to this show. You know, the whole reason I ever started this podcast was because when I was in the corporate slave camp driving around, I was just aimless, man. Look, you know the story. I've shared it on the podcast. If you don't, I used to go to the Cincinnati Public Library on my lunch break, downtown Cincinnati. Now, this is on the corner of 9th or 10th Street and some other street, man. It is not in the greatest neighborhood, number one. And number two, you can't park. You can't even get within a mile of, there's just no parking anywhere downtown in Cincinnati where the library is. And so I had to like double park or park in a fire zone and always getting these tickets left and right. But I would go in, and this kind of gives you a sense, or there wasn't podcasts at the time. This was like 2000, 2001. And I would go in and I would check out, literally like check out. I got a public library card and I would check out audio CDs, books on tape. That's what they were called, books on tape. And they came in CD format, not the old cassette tape, but they still called them books on tape. And I got Robert Kiyosaki's books, all of them. Even though I read Rich Dad, Poor Dad, I still got it from the library. Cash Flow Quadrant. You know, Rich Dad, Poor Dad was one of those books that had the biggest impact on my life. But not far behind, and I would say even more impactful in certain ways, was Cash Flow Quadrant, where Kiyosaki talks about the different types of ways that you can earn money. You can earn money as an employee. You can earn money being self-employed. You can earn money running a business. And you can earn money as an investor. It was the ESBI quadrant. And it was called the Cash Flow Quadrant. If you've never read that book, get it, man. It really does give you a wake-up call. I didn't even want to be self-employed after reading that. I wanted to own a business. And because people that are self-employed, and this is kind of like the E-Myth too, with Michael Gerber, that book, that's a great book as well, that talks about you should never be working in your business. You should be working on your business. You should be the one making the decisions. You should be, to use a sports metaphor, my apologies to everybody that isn't an American and that listen to the show or doesn't like sports and doesn't know the reference, but over here, the American game of football, you know, college and pro football, you've got a lot of the coaches are up in the press box and they're looking down. They got the headphones on and they can see the field, you know, from way high up, and they call the plays and they can take the photographs and look at the plays and coach from up there because they can see the entire field. The players can't see the entire field because why? Well, they're in the game. You know what I mean? So I was in the game. I was in the game of being an employee, trying to become a business owner. I didn't know what I was doing, man. I didn't know a business plan from a meal plan. I mean, I had no idea what I was even thinking, you know, about being an entrepreneur. And I was one of these people that was just really scattered. So when I got that book and I listened to it, The Cash Flow Quadrant, it talked about being an employee, which I knew I hated, and I never wanted to ever, you know, trade my time for money. Some people do, and it's fantastic. I think it's great. And I always got to keep saying that because so many people think, oh, Crowley, he's anti-employee. You guys know, man. Yeah, I'm not. I'm anti-employee, the ones that hate their job. I love employees that love their job because the output's phenomenal. But I hated my job, man. And it wasn't even that job. It was any job. I was psychologically unemployable. I didn't take orders well. And I was like a caged animal. So you put all that together, and it makes it difficult, you know, to get up and go to work. You guys listen. You know what I'm talking about, right? And I didn't even care if I, you know, made $1 million. I just wanted to try. You know what I mean? I just wanted to try. It wasn't even so much what the outcome was going to be. It was just the fact that I tried, that I gave it everything I had, and I at least did, because I talk a good game. I mean, you guys know, man, I'm a talker, you know? And I talked to even a bigger game back then in the day of being an employee, of how much I hated what I did and all these different things. And so I had to put my money where my mouth is. It put up or shut up. And that whole thing about being average, I just, oh, my God. I used to work with a guy who prided himself on this saying. Have you ever heard this saying? Hey, man, I just want to fly below the radar. Fly below the radar. Said a different way, you know, you don't want to make any waves, right? I don't want to make any waves. Well, I wanted to make waves. You know what I mean? Like my whole goal in life is to make waves. That's kind of what I want to do. I don't go out intentionally to make individuals unhappy, and neither do you. But don't you want to make a wave in the pool? I mean, isn't the whole thing? Don't you want to do like a triple Lindy off the high dive? Don't you want to do the cannonball from the high dive and splash and make waves? I mean, it's not about look at me. It's about look what I can do. You know, when you're carefree, you just jump, man. And you kind of get an idea where you're going, but not really. I mean, if you were jumping off the high dive right now and somebody put a big bullseye in the pool where you were going to hit, do you really care? I mean, if you did a cannonball off the high dive, do you really care where you land? Or is it more about just doing it? Say, I did it, you know, double dare, triple dare. And that's what life was like back in the turn of the century for me. God, remember all that talk about Y2K? I'm just thinking about everything going through my mind. Remember all that Looney Tune talk about people were in their basements and bomb shelters and they had all their canned food for a year because nothing was going to work. At the turn of the century, none of the clocks were going to work. I think even the sun was going to go away, or maybe something like that was going to happen. I don't know. But people were in their bunkers ready for the, you know, the Armageddon. And it never happened. Fear and worry, man. Like Mark Twain said, I've had a great many worry in my life, most of which never happened. So when you think about being average, doesn't that just get you mad? I mean, I would almost, if this wasn't like a G-rated, well, maybe PG-rated podcast, I would go off in a whole different direction about that. You know, catch me at the bar with a pint of Guinness, and I'll probably give a different version of how I feel about being called average. But, you know, if I hated it. You can call me anything. You could call me a loser. You could call me the greatest thing since sliced bread, but please, my God, please do not call me average. Because what's that mean? It means you're just taking up oxygen in the world. It means you're not doing anything. You're not trying to do anything because either, you know, you're worried about people not liking you or you haven't succeeded or anything along those lines. Look, you're going to have people that love you no matter what, hate you no matter what. It's that people in the middle that you really got to influence, and that's where your marketing comes in and your passion comes in and the really the zest and the zeal of what you wake up every morning. But boy, what if I said, hey you know what? You and I are just kind of hanging out. How would it make you feel? You know, if we're just kind of hanging out, and I'm like, yeah, you know, say, hey, Sam, what do you think about my results in this company? I'm in network marketing. I'm an MLM. I own my own business. I've got a coffee shop down the road. What do you think about what I'm doing? Well, it's average. How would that make? I mean, doesn't that just piss you off? Seriously, doesn't that make you mad? Oh my God! If somebody said, if I were to come up to somebody and say, "Hey, What do you think about my podcast, The Everyday Saturday Show? What do you think about that motivational podcast I do every day on iTunes? And if somebody came up to me and said, well, you know, it's average. Yeah, it's okay. Oh, we'd be swinging, man. Because here's what I'd rather hear. Oh, your podcast? It sucks. Who do you think you are? You're judging everybody. You think having a job is terrible. You think you know everything there is to know about being an entrepreneur. Like, it really can happen. I mean, what do you think? Are you crazy? Every day is Saturday. That's not it's not even rational. Now, that would get me jacked up. That I would have a permagrin on my face like I ate a banana sideways if somebody were to come at me like that. And that's happened. Those are actually true stories. They don't happen as much as they used to because those people have kind of gone away. Because the more you do what you do, the haters go away. Because then they're thinking, well, I'm not going to talk him out of it anymore. I can talk her out of it. I mean, obviously, she's been doing it now for 3 years. So time to move on to somebody that I can actually talk to that, you know, isn't as positive. Because they're what? Committed, man. Committed. You want to lose the average word, you start getting committed, man. And people, hey, look, if people aren't looking at you like you're crazy, I'm telling you, man, you're doing something wrong. There's something you're doing. Because if somebody, think about what you do, doesn't that get you jacked up? Like, doesn't that just make you mad? If somebody were to say, take that coffee shop, the one I was using as an example a minute ago. Hey, try this coffee, man. Think about it. You and your spouse and your family, you're all invested in this business and you're ready to make a go of it and you've committed yourself and you gave up everything, man. You quit the job. You took all the 401k money. You dumped it into the coffee shop. And here comes good old Sam Crowley walking down the street. Hey, Sam, come on in, man. We just opened up the doors. Let me know what you think about the coffee. We just launched the brand. And I took a sip and I'm like, that's average. Had better. Wow. First of all, I would never say that, but I wouldn't be that rude. But some people are. And you want to have people that look, either you got to get a reaction. When you're a business owner, you want a reaction. You either want the love or you want the hate. And either one is fine, you know, those types of extremes, but don't fly below the radar. Why would you ever want to fly below the radar in life, man? You want to be on the radar. I want to be on everybody's radar. In the niche that I'm in. We talk about riches in the niches. That was the title of a podcast I did last month. You want to determine where you're going to play this game, whatever business it is. And man, let me tell you something. You better get after it like that hungry lion going after the wounded three-legged caribou in the middle of the desert. I mean, you got to be frothing at the mouth, and you got to just throw caution to the wind, and you got to say to hell with what everybody else thinks about me. I know what I think, and I know I'm going to go for it, and I know with every day that I just sit on my rusty duff and I don't do a damn thing, but I talk a good game. I'm talking a good. Let me tell you all the dreams. Oh, wow. Can I tell you about my dreams? No, you can't. You're not allowed to talk about your dreams anymore because unless you actually follow any of that up with action, nobody, they're laughing at you, man. Oh, you know these people, right? You know these people in your life. You go out, you have a beer, you have a cup of coffee, maybe you're playing cards, bridge, I don't know. My mom used to play bridge. I don't know anybody that plays bridge. My mom played bridge once a month with the ladies. And in town. And since then, I don't know anybody that plays bridge. If you play bridge, can you hit me up on Twitter at Sam Crowley and let me know? I'd love to know one person that actually plays that. But anyway, you may have these individuals in your group. Maybe they're in your Bible study. Maybe they're in your men's group, small group, whatever it is, church, whatever. However this comes together, these individuals, there's always an individual or more that give you the whole lowdown of what they're going to be doing. Someday, one day, right? Someday, ain't I? And here's what you should say. If you really love that person, hey, let's grab a calendar real quick. Let me just grab it. It's April 2014. I see Monday, and I see Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I don't, for the life of me, maybe I'm, can you help me out? I don't see someday. Someday, one day isn't on here. Can you help me out with that? No, they'll probably never talk to you again if you say it like that. I would do that, but that's why a lot of people don't talk to me now because I got bold in where I'm going. Because, look, people feel like it's okay to judge you. People feel like it's okay to come at you, to snicker, to make fun, to kind of tell you, you know, hey, let me give you some advice. But it's not okay for you to defend your dream and tell them, I don't thank you for your opinion, but I would prefer if you kept it to yourself. I've said that. I've said it because I got so tired of people giving me their advice and their opinion that had no right doing it. They're trying to stop me from going after my dream and making every day Saturday. So I finally just said, I remember it like it was yesterday. It was 2006, March. Guy comes up to me in the office, say, hey, Sam, let me give you an idea here. Hey, about this whole, you know, speaking, motivation thing, I mean, people really don't want to hear that type of, at least not here in the office. I say, hey, you know what, Joe? I appreciate your opinion. You're entitled to it, but I would really appreciate it more if you just kept it to yourself. All right? Okay, pal. Take care. Brush your hair. All right? We're done. Peace out. No more of that. And you know what? Joe never gave me his opinion again. Are you bold enough, or are you just kind of like flying under the radar? You don't want to make any waves, you know, don't want to make too many people mad and kind of tiptoe around because you might offend somebody. You know, the only person you're offending is your creator and the source that gave you this dream and gave you all of this ability. You're not doing a damn thing with it. You've got the ability to do it. You're smart. You're intelligent. You're it, man. You're plugging into a show like this. You've got everything you need. You've got the tools. And if you don't have what most people think they need, and that is money to get going, do you know anybody who believes enough in your dream that will partner with you? Not forever. Short term, 6 months, 12 months. I'll pay you back. Do you believe in me? You know, if I was going to somebody, I'd say, hey, and I've done it. My sister. I owe her everything and anything for the rest of my life, the money I've borrowed from her down in the past. Hey, do you believe in me? You believe in this dream I have? Would you like to invest in it? And I'll pay you back tenfold. And people believe in you. You just don't give yourself enough credit. Get that sense of confidence. Trust me, it's going to happen for you. But you can do anything you want to do. But here's what I don't want you to do. Please make a promise. You will never be average, right? Be the person nobody likes. Be the person everybody likes. Just don't fly under the radar and don't be average. Oh, and one more thing. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.